The unemployment rate was unchanged in June as the pace of new job creation was quite slow. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on June 2012 U.S. employment trends. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the Household Survey, reported the unemployment rate was unchanged in June at 8.2%. A year ago, it was 9.1%. That 8.2% unemployment rate was the result of a civilian labor force that expanded by 156,000, with 128,000 more employed persons in June. But there were also 29,000 more unemployed persons, which was a relatively low number. There were 34,000 more persons not in the labor force. So, although the number of unemployed rose, it did so by a relatively small number. And while the number of employed persons rose as well, it was not as much as the labor force expanded. Put another way, despite more employed people and relatively small growth in the number of unemployed persons, the labor force expansion sort of equalized everything and the unemployment rate was unchanged. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Job Survey or Report, reported the economy had 80,000 more jobs in June than the previous month. This was barely greater than the 77,000 job growth in May, which was more than the 68,000 in April. But even though the trend is in the up direction, this is very weak historical job growth. The number of jobs in the private goods producing sector grew by 13,000 in June as the construction sector reversed direction and added a small number, 2,000 jobs, last month. Manufacturers were fairly steady and consistent in their hiring practices for the past few months. After adding 10,000 jobs in April and another 9,000 new jobs in May, they put together 11,000 more jobs last month. Mining and logging, after adding a total of 6,000 jobs in April and May, decided to take a breather and were flat, neither adding nor removing jobs. The private service providing sector, after adding 81,000 jobs in April and 126,000 more in May, only grew by 71,000 jobs in June. The retail trade sector, after adding a total of more than 26,000 jobs in April and May, decided it did too much hiring and processed 5,400 returns. It declined. The professional and business services sector, which added 45,000 in April, but only 24,000 in May, was up by 47,000 jobs in June. Computer systems design and related services continued to add jobs with a gain of 6,600 in June, which was not quite as good as the 7,200 job growth in May. Education and health services added a total of 2,000 jobs in June, with the highly seasonal educational services subsector eliminating 9,600 jobs, which was expected. This means that the healthcare and social assistance portion actually was up by about 11,400 jobs, but that was less than one-third of its May growth. The leisure and hospitality sector again turned in a mixed performance with a gain of 13,000 jobs in June, because while arts, entertainment, and recreation was down 1,400 jobs, the accommodation and food services subsector added more than 14,000 jobs. And the total number of government jobs declined last month by 4,000. In June, the federal government was down 7,000, state government was only down 1,000, and local government, after dropping a little more than 14,000 education jobs, was actually up a total of 4,000 because it added more than 18,000 non-education jobs. Temporary help service jobs were up 25,200 in June to a total of 2,533,600 jobs. This is sequential growth of 1% and year-over-year growth of 10.7%. The year-over-year growth was the best it's been in more than a year, since May 2011. And although the 13,200 job loss of March has not been revised away, the February growth, which made March look like a decline, may have been overstated and is starting to look more like an outlier to the normal trend. The temporary health services sector has added 775,000 jobs since growth restarted in September 2009 and is off about 114,000 jobs from its peak in January 2007. For the past 2 years, 2009 really doesn't count because that's when the recession ended, temporary help has experienced a bit of the summer doldrums, but that may well have been avoided this year. But there are still a few more months of summer left, so time will tell. Temporary help services market share, that is, its portion of all jobs, was up to 1.90% in June, which is a marked improvement from the 1.87% it was in April, and is at its highest level since around 2007. The highest level ever was about a dozen years ago, when it was 2.03% in April 2000. Are we headed into another recession? We don't think so, but the news and data are enough to keep economic and employment growth below average for some time to come. The uncertainty involving sovereign debt issues in Europe is not something that the U.S. economy can ignore. And even with 3 years into the recovery of the U.S. economy, there's still plenty of domestic developments and trends to cause concern about the immediate and long-term future. GDP growth was limited to 1.9% in the first quarter, which was down considerably from the previous quarter's growth of 3.0%. And don't expect Washington to be able to fix this. Regardless of where you lie on the political spectrum, apparently the other side is totally out of touch with the American people and has the wrong solution. What is clear is that many occupations and industries continue to face skill shortages, even in the face of relatively weak economic growth. This trend, along with a wait-and-see attitude among many employers, is creating increased demand for temporary help services in many sectors and areas around the country. Uncertainty is not necessarily a bad thing for a sector that has developed an expertise in providing workers on a temporary basis. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data and analysis we provide. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.